Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Honored to say once again on the show we have the one and only Glenn Danzig. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, Jackie?
I'm doing great. Happy to have you back on the show, of course. So much going on. The Danzig tour with Pennywise and Cancer Bats, which is running through the end of the month. There's a covers album coming out this fall. Glenn, you always seem to have a lot of projects going on. What makes being so busy so fulfilling?
Just, you know, while I'm here, I want to maximize my time, you know, on this plane, you know, whatever. You know, that's what I'm doing.
It just seems like you've always got something, whether it's, you know, music or the comics or, you know, TV project, anything. It just seems like you've never really have any kind of downtime.
I like to stay busy. I'm workaholic, and I like to be creative. And keeps me excited about being here.
Glenn Danzig, our guest on the show this evening. Right now, a tune from a band on tour with Danzig. It's Cancer Bats, Satellites. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig is our guest on the show tonight. You've got this tour happening with Pennywise and Cancer Bats. What makes performing worth the grind of being on the road?
You know, of course, I hate touring. Everyone knows it. But I like being out on stage in front of everybody, getting that energy and giving that energy. And hopefully I'm making them forget about all the in the world, you know, for however many hours that they're at our show. And hopefully they're going to have a great time, and maybe it makes life a little more bearable for everybody involved.
Well, the shows are always enjoyable, and it definitely looks like it's like a sort of release for people at shows, at your shows, which I think must be a cool thing for you to see.
I dig it. I love the energy, and I just love watching people just lose their minds and be happy and exhilarated. There's nothing like it. And if I can do that, and they can help me do the same thing, it's a great relationship.
Full Metal Jackie with Glenn Danzig on the show. Quick break coming up this hour. New music from Thy Art Is Murder. We'll also hear a song from Metal Allegiance. More with Glenn on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Glenn Danzig on the show with us tonight, talking about this covers album, which is coming out in the fall. And you've recorded covers before, but never a whole album of them. What criteria determined the songs you choose and how they could fit together within the cohesiveness of an album?
Well, first off, it's got to be a song I really dig, and it's got to be a song that I think I can bring a new element to and give a new dimension to. Otherwise, you can just leave it alone and judge it against the original. So that's my only criteria. Usually it starts with me digging the song.
Full Metal Jackie with Glenn Danzig on the show with us. And Elvis Presley has been a continual influence on your music. So doing an EP of his covers seems natural. What makes his music so important to you?
You know, I don't have like a voice like, you know, like a high voice. You know what I mean? I have a deeper voice. And so the singers I like a lot of the times are singers with a voice similar to mine. And Elvis fits in there. And I mean, also the reason I'm doing what I'm doing, because, you know, of Elvis, pretty much. I mean, you know, once I saw Elvis up on TV and saw this whole thing, I was just like, I want to do that. You know, I want to do that. That's what I want to do.
So was Elvis like the first artist that got you thinking that this was the direction you wanted to go in your life?
The first, yeah. I mean, I remember, I used to cut school all the time, pretend I was sick so I could stay home, and I used to love watching old movies. And I remember watching Jailhouse Rock and going, what is this? And there's Elvis, and, you know, it's kind of like mirrors his whole, you know, career rise from nowhere to be a big superstar. And I'm just like, this is cool. I mean, I want to do this, you know? And that's how it all started for me.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig on the show with us. Quick break coming up next. Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We've also got Lamb of God music coming up. And we'll have Glenn pick a tune as well. It's all on the way. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Glenn Danzig on our show this evening. The recent photo of you wearing skull makeup got lots of attention. Lots of people made a Misfits connection. How does it make you feel that what you did with that band still resonates with people?
That's great. I mean, the reason I started the Misfits was, I wanted to change, stuff. Back then, we were all like, meaning all of you young punkers, we were all frustrated with, FM radio music. It sucked. It was the worst. And bands were putting out some of the worst records of their careers. And, it was terrible. And I just remember that whole time period. And I thought, I'm going to, I have all these songs. I'm going to do my own stuff. And I'm going to make a difference. And at the end of the day, it turns out that me and a lot of other bands, we made a difference.
How does it feel today? I mean, when you see people still bringing it up, it must be awesome for you, this, to have this, this legacy with all the work that you've done.
It's nice. I'm glad that people are still, going back to all these old records, whether it's, the Misfits or Sam Hain or Danzig. That's one of the reasons I ended up signing with Rick, is because he and I saw band the same way, that it would be an album band, that we just do a record that we would go out on tour on, and that hopefully people will be listening to 10, 20, 30 years down the line. And he saw it that way. That's how I saw it. At the time, it was already starting to happen with the Misfits and Sam Hain, and so it was great. And hopefully I've accomplished that. Seems like I have.
Yeah, we would all definitely agree with that. Full Metal Jackie with Glenn Danzig on the show with us. Gonna take a quick break. Still to come, though, this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from Parkway Drive, and more with Glenn on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig with us on the show tonight. You've always experimented and incorporated different elements into your music. What typically gets your attention and makes you interested in a new style or sound?
Something that's innovative and you're like, wow, that's interesting, and that, and as long as it fits in with what I'm doing, I love, doing new stuff and adding new dimensions to the stuff I already do. Sometimes it means going back and doing something you haven't done in a long time and incorporating that into what you do now. And so I'm open to lots of different stuff. I think as long as it fits into what I'm doing, I can make it work, and as long as it doesn't radically, change it to detrimentally, I think it's fine.
Full Metal Jackie, gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, new music from Parkway Drive, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with our guest, Glenn Danzig. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig with us on the show tonight. And the word legacy has been used more recently to describe some of what you've been doing. What do you hope stands out most about the whole body of music and non-music things you've done?
That's a tough one. I hope that everyone realizes that you can do it. You don't need a big label. You know what I mean? You can do it on your own. If you go to a label and they tell you, you suck, we're not signing you, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I had to get that door closed in my face a million times back in the day, you just be true with yourself, be honest with yourself. If you write a terrible song, throw it in the bin and write a better song. But just stick to your guns and get out there and take it to the people. And that's what I've tried to do.
Full Metal Jackie with Glenn Danzig on the show. The Danzig tour with Pennywise and Cancer Bats, again, runs through the end of the month. All the dates are online. The covers album is going to be coming out in the fall. And Glenn, I was reading too that a new Danzig album of original material probably be more like 2016.
Yeah, that's correct.
Cool. Is there anything that is written or any ideas or anything, or are you waiting till after the covers EP, the covers album?
It's almost done. There's a couple more tracks I want to record. So when I get done with this this quick summer run, and I get back here Hopefully my engineer will be out here and we can cut some more tracks. And then just it needs to be mixed.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to hearing about everything that is to come. Good luck with this tour. And Glenn, as always, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Full Metal Jackie. We've got more metal on the way.